Blog Talk Radio.
Bid 'em in, get 'em in. That sun is hot and plenty bright. Let's get on to business and get home tonight. Bid 'em in. Auctioning slaves is a real high art. Bring that young gal, Roy, she's good for a start. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Now here's a real goodbye on about 15. Her great grandmammy was a die homie queen. Just look at her face, she sure ain't homely. Like Sheba in the Bible, she's black but comely. Bid 'em in. Gonna start at 3. Can I hear 3? Step up, gents, take a good look, see. Cause I know you'll want her once you see her. She's young and ripe, make a darn good breeder. Bid 'em in. She's good in the field, she can sew and cook. Strip her down, Roy, let the gentleman look. She's full up front and ample behind. Examine her teeth if you got a mind. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Here's a bid of 3 from a man who's thrifty. 325, can I hear 350? Your money ain't earning you much in the banks. Turn around, Roy, let him look at her flanks. Bid 'em in. 350's bidding, I'm looking for 4. At $400, she's a bargain, sure. 4 is the bid, 450. 5, $500, now look alive. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Don't mind them tears, that's one of her tricks. 550's bidding, who'll say 6? She's healthy and strong and well-equipped. Make a fine lady's maid when she's properly whipped. Bid 'em in. 6, $650, don't be slow. 7 is the bid, gonna let her go. At 7, she's going, going, gone. Pull her down, Roy, bring the next one on. Bid 'em in, get 'em in, bid 'em in.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced this evening. As you know, the air date of this episode is September 15th, 2020. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring up a very, very sad note in history. As we all know, is that 57 years ago today in Birmingham, Alabama, is where the 16th Street Baptist Church was bombed, killing 4 little black girls, Addie Mae Collins, Carol Robertson, Cynthia Wesley, and Denise McNair. And also, too, most definitely, of course, you know, our condolences goes out to their families and their survivors and what have you, what's currently going on. The show is uncensored, and it is for those of age of 18 years and older. Okay, so we're going to be talking about, you know, the current pandemic. Also, too, we're going to be talking about this bullshit presidential election that's coming up. We're going to be talking about the national disasters. And another thing I want to mention today, too, is the police brutality. And if there's anybody out there in Los Angeles, you know, definitely call us in about what's happening down there in regard to the L.A. County sheriffs. Okay, I see we got some callers right here. We're going to get right there to it. Okay, so we're going to go here, and I think I know who this is. We're going to let them into the studio right here. The one and only Brother Isaiah. Then also, too, we see you there, area code 951. We also, too, see you there, area code 720. Brother Isaiah, how you doing this evening? How are things going on in Baltimore, sir?
Oh, what's good, brother? It's good, Paco. We finally back on the air, thank goodness.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, man, yeah. We're coming back big and
right.
Better, too. You know what I'm saying?
I want to say this, though. I'm going to say this first and foremost.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to vote.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Yeah, and we're going to keep our best up to keep it going on.
And I'm not going to take these fancy shots either. Because
yes,
I heard
sir.
on the first of November, it's going to be mandatory to us going to take vaccine shots. No,
No, I'm not taking no damn vaccine shots, and I don't give a damn if they hear me saying
right.
it, man. No, you all just going to have to beat my ass, man. It's because that vaccine
right.
is going to be one of three things. It's either going to be a combination of all three, poison, the
right.
RFID
poison.
Chip to track. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Or to something to make you more fucked up than you already are. And then also, we got a
right.
caller here from area code 720. We're going to let him in there as well, too. And I think I know who that is. Okay, good evening there to you, 720. What's going on with you? The last 4-4-1-6-9.
Hey, greetings from the Mile High Income City. Peace and black empowerment, family. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Brother
Terry.
Yeah, how you doing, Brother Che? What's going on? Yes, sir, man. Yeah, because, you know, I've been down for a minute, as you know, Brother Che, but we coming back up on the upswing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then, of course. As y'all know, folks, I'm going to tell you here, out here on the West Coast, man, you know, all three states are on fire up here, from Southern California to Northern California to Oregon to Washington. Oh, yeah, it's bad, Black family.
Yeah,
Colorado.
I've seen
the
video.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, Colorado got it too, Jesse?
Yeah, we got fires.
Oh, man. Okay, so that means the whole damn West is on
this
fire.
This world is going to definitely go downhill.
Without a doubt, you know. And then on top of it, too, man, is that you got hurricanes coming down there, man, in the southern part of the U.S., you know what I'm saying?
The most active hurricane season on record.
Yes, sir.
Hurricane Sally coming through.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, as we all know, this
is the most active hurricane season on record, y'all. It already had 21 storms. There's still two and a half months left of hurricane season.
Wow. And then, of course, as we all do know, and I'm of the opinion that there's the spirit of the ancestors, is because, as we do know, is that the hurricanes pretty much take the very, very same route that the slave ships did when they were bringing our people here, into the honorable.
And the Honorable Marcus Josiah Garvey said, "You can find me in the whirlwind."
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt. But also, too, gentlemen, you know, it's like we said here, we're going to talk about where my hometown, where I grew up at, up there in Los Angeles, California, where the deputies had got shot. So, of course, they got a nationwide manhunt.
Yeah, they got ambushed.
Yes, sir. Yeah, right out there in the hub city called Compton, you know what I mean? And then also, too, to find out, you know, off of my research, and that we all know, is that these L.A. County Sheriff's deputies have formed their own gang themselves, going out murdering
executioners.
Thank you. Okay, so therefore, I'm hearing this bullshit, man, you know, over here on CNN and these other propaganda machines, man. Oh, man, poor us is this, that, there, the other. But it's mighty funny that in the same damn news outlets, man, don't sit up there and talk about when these sons of bitches go out here and murder us unarmed. And definitely, of course, want to give a shout-out to Mile High News, in which we are the West Coast correspondent. Mad Dr. D was supposed to join us this evening, but I just got word, you know, that Mad Dr. D is feeling kind of ill. But keep in mind that he's down in Southern California. And he's in Southern California, Black family, you know, where they got most of the fires in California. You see what I'm saying? You're in Southern California.
Hope you feel better soon.
Oh, yes, sir. Most definitely. So, of course, we appreciate our producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D. We will be coming on Tuesdays on a regular basis. It's because the producer did come down on me with my last conversation with him. Man, he says, you know, get the show up on Tuesday. So, we're going to be making it regularly here Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And then also, too, you know, Black Experience Enhanced. We are the West Coast correspondents for Mile High News. And then also, too, Brother Che, I did send in a clip, man, from Jack London Square, and I don't know if you had a chance to view it yet. And it was from Jack London Square. Now, the person who Jack London is, he was the dude that came up with the term the Great White Hope, because he was an author and a newspaper writer in the year 1910. Okay, and he quoted the term the Great White Hope is because James J. Jeffries, that went and got his ass up out of retirement to come take the heavyweight championship back, you know, from this quote unquote NGR, and he had labeled Jeffries to be the Great White Hope, get the heavyweight down back for the white race. And then, of course, you know, Mr. Jack Johnson, you know, went there and put hands on a man and shut him down like a sack of shit, and what he did, and beat him quite badly, by the way. And then, of course, that there were retaliatory lynchings, you know, of black people all across the nation there in 1910, because originally the fight was scheduled for San Francisco, California. Now, get this here, people, is that 2 weeks before the fight in San Francisco for July 4th, 1910, Governor James J. Gillette issued an executive order banning boxing in the state of California. And also, too, had ordered the state militia to go out there and enforce his order via the attorney general if necessary. And then also, too, we want to talk about some Second Amendment rights a little bit as well, too. Now, as you know, family, what's been going on here, man, lately, as of late, you know, you had NFAC out there, you know, armed black militias out there protecting themselves that I'm very, very happy to see. Definitely, you know, get our children out there on that pistol range to teach them to preserve themselves.
Right.
Because we all do know, man, that all hell is going to break loose, man, you know, this election cycle. Mm-hmm. And definitely.
And it's already breaking loose right now, brother Shabaka. It's already breaking loose right now.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. You know,
with all this and shit going on. And also, they I heard they passed a bill up there where you. That bunch about on the council, they passed a bill of pedophilia. That shit is sick.
Oh, yes, sir. Like, you're talking about SB-145. Yes, sir, I'm glad you brought that up, Brother Isaiah, because I'm advocating on this podcast, and I did state on my Facebook page and on my Twitter page, is that the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, needs to be recalled. The state senator or state assemblyman who wrote that shit, his ass needs to be recalled, okay? It's because there's nowhere in hell I'm going to have something of mine under the age of 18 and something 10 years older of is going to come up there and take some indecent liberties with it. It's because after I finish with his ass, ever who it is going to be needing a handicap bathroom. You see, that shit is sickening.
Yep.
You know, yeah, that is definitely sickening. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now getting back to this rigged up ass presidential election. No tangibles, no vote. You know, echoing Brother Jesse, echoing, you know, the cry for Mile High News. If they ain't got tangibles for us, which is some land, labor, capital, and some entrepreneurship, we don't need to listen to it. And then Kamala Harris, she belongs in jail too, Brother Che. You know, I found out some things about her. Is because she used to be an assistant district attorney in Alameda County, and then she became the district attorney of San Francisco County, and then she became the attorney general of the state of California. Now, let me tell you something. When they murdered Mario Woods in San Francisco, when they had murdered Oscar Grant on the BART train platform there at the Fruitvale Station, you see, in Oakland, California, with her being the attorney general, black family, she could have went there, seated the district attorney of those counties and picked that damn case up herself and went up there and prosecuted them bastards. You see what I'm saying? But oh no, you know what I'm saying? She didn't want to do that, you see. So she had ran for president, and then one of the people who was in the debate with her had brought her up, you know, about how many people she sent up there, about how she suppressed evidence and what have you, and shut her down in the presidential election, you know, in 4 minutes. Flat. Okay, so then Joe Biden, old Sleepy Joe, you know, he picked her as his running mate.
Right.
Yeah. You see, and so then
he picked her as his running mate after we knocked her off the paint.
Exactly.
She wasn't even supposed to be running for
nothing.
And then
he's
gonna pick her up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They also
exactly.
I want
to pick her up. Intelligence.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely, Brother Che. That's exactly what it is.
Right.
It's a damn insult to our intelligence. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of it,
always trying to make
excuses
for her and all that. Like, she ain't no better goddamn self. Like, how is she going to help us?
Absolutely. And then also, too, and then to find out about the current governor of California, okay, from what I understand about him is that he ain't got no morals. It's because he was the campaign manager of a friend of his years ago who was running for mayor of San Francisco. And then Gavin Newsom, from what I understand on my research on him, he was going up here screwing this man's wife. You see what I'm saying? And this is your best friend.
Damn.
So much, you know, pismos. And then, of course, you know, Kamala Harris, you know, the mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown, he was having an affair with her, and I believe it led to the mayor's divorce. You know, Willie Brown, the former mayor of San Francisco, and he was also the speaker of the state assembly in California for well over 20 years. So California has definitely got some issues, you know, so no wonder, you know, the damn state is burning down. Also, too, I'm of the opinion is that a lot of those farmers out there on that farmland is probably burning down their old crops, you see, you know, to plant the marijuana fields, you see what I mean, because of the sunshine on
right.
that. But that there, you know, was just a theory. Okay, but getting back to...
Well, according to the dump, it's 4-4
is better. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, you know, California, you know, they got some issues, you know, that's going on right about now as well, too. And then also, too, is that we had stated on one other podcast a while back, a few years ago, where you had, you know, some Oakland police officers and Alameda County Sheriff's deputies that was having sex with a 15-year-old prostitute, you see. And why those bastards weren't put in jail for child molesting, man. You know, is beyond
right.
me. But California politics, you know, is twisted, you know, as it is. And then also, too, Jeff, I want to give a shout out there, you know, to what you brothers is doing there for Mr. Elijah McClain, who was murdered by their Royal Police Department in Denver, Colorado. And then also, too, I just found
Thank
out.
Thank you.
Today.
I just want to talk real quick. So they banned the ketamine that the paramedics used to sedate him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's been banned.
Okay.
So they can no longer use it.
Okay, so has any of the paramedics been brought up any charges? You know what I'm saying, as far as in regard to Elijah's death? Okay.
Charges? Whoa. Damn.
Okay. Wow. You know, that's bad. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it really is.
It's a damn shame it took to George Floyd. After George Floyd, they reopened
right.
up the case. Mm-hmm. So that was mm-hmm. case closed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Right.
Okay. And then, of course, too, and then what they're doing is they're trying to smear Mr. Floyd a little bit, saying, you know, he had done some time, this, that, there, the other thing. Then they was trying to say he was passing counterfeit money, which brought the cops out there, you know, with a pig.
And now
shopping.
They're trying to say he has died from a drug overdose.
Yeah, and ain't that something?
Drug
you
overdose, seriously?
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
they always keep on making up shit? That's what I want to know. Why they always keep making up shit if something happened to our brothers and sisters? They always want to talk about their past and shit. Right.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Right.
Because they want to do is they want to smear the victim, you see what I'm saying, saying that these police officers were honorable going out here committing this murder. You see what I mean? And then I don't know if you brothers had saw it up there on Facebook, man, a few days ago, there was a video that I saw where this guy was being manhandled by the police. And then he had dropped the police officer, start whooping his ass, and then like about six black guys jump on him. You know,
oh my God! Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
you see, yeah. Like, come on, like that's messed up, man. See, it's the propaganda that you know that we been brainwashed for so long that how they treat us and also how they to teach our ancestors back in slavery times.
Yeah.
So that's all that is. Like it's crazy though. Should not. They're scared to like for I seen the video. It was just only one cop. So you telling me all those six big strong brothers couldn't help the other brother out? To help the other brother out. To tell the one cop to get off him. Just push him off. Like,
yeah,
come on,
exactly.
Like,
and then they're going to go up there and feloniously assault the brother. And then from what I understand is that after the cops took the original brother in, the other ones that got arrested as well, too. So that it just simply goes to show you. You see, and then in addition to that, I heard today that the family of Ms. Breonna Taylor in Kentucky had won a civil lawsuit against the Louisville Police Department. Okay, that's great. That's beautiful. But when they have these civil lawsuits that are settled, instead of billing the taxpayers,
they got like 12 million settlement of that.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
okay.
And you know, sir, yeah, and I want to know, is this, and when they going to lock up the daggone pigs?
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Because that was murder with the no-knock warrant. Plus, they had no probable cause. Plus, it was the wrong suspect. You see what I'm saying? You know, each and every last one of them bastards ought to be serving at least 50 years of life with the possibility of no parole. You see what I mean? And they should be bringing criminal charges against them. But however, I've been seeing in mainstream media right here, you know, out of Los Angeles County, where everybody's sitting up there talking about, oh, the poor police officers, this, that, that, the other. Man, yeah, take your ass down into the Twin Towers and you just see just how the damn L.A. County Sheriff, you know, will treat you. You see what I mean? So with all this tension going on and within the black community, I find it very, very difficult to have any sympathy for them, considering the shit that the Los Angeles County Sheriff's, in addition to the LAPD, of the shit that they had ditched out. And then I also had saw on mainstream media where they had this one retired LAPD sergeant, a black man, and she did mention a little bit about how notorious, you know, that the law enforcement agencies are in Los Angeles, you see what I'm saying, toward our people. And then, of course, we do know about 1992, about why that happened. No justice, no peace. And then the sad part about it is that when these cops get sued, you see, so it's not the cop himself that's getting sued, it's the city that's getting sued. So which means is that the taxpayers are getting sued for this dude's misconduct. So what I'm advocating and what I say what they need to do is that they need to go seize the cop's pension who commits the wrongdoing and the murder. They need to seize his property.
Right.
They need seize his bank account. They need to seize everything that is and put that son of a bitch out there in a cardboard box and have him running up and down the expressway begging for a little bit of change. You see, now on this COVID shit, okay, getting back to that, I believe, you know, they had an increase, you know, in the number of deaths. That's what's going on and things of this nature right here. They're also advocating, you know, black poor communities to go out here to quote unquote to get tested, to go get the vaccine, you know what I mean? And what they're going to do is, in my opinion, is put this RFID chip in you because they're going to put it inside the vaccine. And keep in mind that Silicon Valley does specialize, okay, and making microscopic shit, you know, that can do all kind of functions. They even got artificial
nanobites.
Exactly. Yeah. And then what it is too, is that they got all these damn drones that they're developing and things of this nature right here. And
they already it's on parade today. I've seen the drones like around my way. I was like, well, thank God, it's not a damn one. They're going plane, no, they're going helicopters and they're going drones that just go around to each neighborhood to spy.
And things of that nature right there, you know. And then also, too, you know, I'm over at melanatedpeople.net, black family. So because Facebook has been limiting a lot of our posts, particularly yours, Brother Che, particularly mine. And also,
I don't really hardly post nothing up on my page. So
right.
That should be anything true.
Yeah, and then also, too, Okay, and then also too, Brother Che, is that you and I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, man, after I had that John Lewis had passed away, and we want to talk about his sample ramble ass, you know, house niggerish attitude, you know what I'm saying? It's because he was down there at the Edmund Pettus Bridge getting beat in the head and things like that down there in Alabama in 1965, okay? And I find it very, very interesting with he himself being the victim of police brutality that he's more worried about these alphabet groups more so than his own people getting murdered by the police. Now, for those of you who are out there listening
when,
to
are you talking about the same John Lewis that told the protesters of Baltimore to stand down and the ones in Ferguson?
Okay, yes, sir. Yeah, no, that's Elijah Cummings, who's from Baltimore. Okay, John Lewis.
But
it still don't matter. But as you see what I'm saying? You know, with this syndrome, or call it the House Negro syndrome. You see what I'm saying? And just how bad it is. You see what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is that here these guys, you know, go up there, get hit upside the head, you know, in the middle of 1960s. And then also, too, you know, they're going to sit up there and talk about they're more worried about everybody else, you see, than our own people, okay? And just as you said it, too, Brother Che, hey, let all these other groups go out there and hold their own nut. There's some damn tangibles, you see, in 2020, 2024, 2028, 2032, 2036, 2040, 2044, you see,
it's
because we built this damn country.
Right, ever long it takes.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying?
And yes, it's a long process we have to go through, y'all. It's a long process.
Oh, yes, sir.
This year is about to be over. It's going to be 2021.
Yes, sir. Yep. Absolutely. It's a
generational fight.
Yeah, and you're right about that there, too, brother.
This ain't just a year for casuals. This is a decade.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Most definitely, you know, and that's what we talk, man, is because, like I said, you know, we go out here, get bashed in
and
the fucking head,
and this pandemic ain't going nowhere either.
There ain't no substitute for the black vote.
Exactly.
Sure ain't.
Yeah. What I'm saying, you know, and it really is.
I've been seeing that by your post on that, Brother Jay. You say you cannot fold out of white so-called supremacy. Or the white supremacy.
No matter how you vote, it's not going to end white supremacy.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And then how the way we ended black families to go out here and to do for self. You see what I'm saying? And when
right.
I mean by
do that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here in Colorado. Brother Shabaka, with the Unity Community.
Yes, sir. And I will be in the Unity Community on the donations because I see Brother Noble's post up there, you know what I'm saying? And then also, too, I'm shoring myself up, man, you know, so I don't get caught up like I did last year, you see? So most definitely,
yeah.
You know, I am spreading the word on Unity Community. I will be donating it to myself. You know, things is turning around looking all positive, you know. And then, of course, I know I got some haters out there. So haters, go on and hate, and I'll be great. You know what I'm saying? So fuck all my haters. And you're welcome to call
right.
on this number right here, and we could talk about it if you like.
Lord.
Yeah,
please, I don't want to hear
right.
that brother. I don't want to hear that dude again.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
want to
hear P.O.T. or whatever the hell his damn name
yeah,
is.
Right, brother.
And I'm glad you said that there too, Brother Chase, because, you know, I tracked that dude down on Facebook, man, and I inboxed him, you know what I
and
mean?
And he's on Facebook?
Yeah, Pianchi. He's out of St. Louis.
Oh, man.
And then I said, yeah, man, you the same damn Pianchi that talked about for my show. And then he's going to send me
right.
some info, or your show is a waste of time. And I'm like, trick, fuck you, and don't even bother calling in.
Right. If they might call them back then if it ain't a waste of time.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, you know, no idiots will be coming
it's
on.
Babble babble is a waste of
Yes, sir. We ain't having no more sample bamble. We ain't having no more ramble samples.
No more
none of that. Smooth fucking on is because we're not going for that shit. You know what I mean? And I've been on this planet more than 50 years. And so when these motherfuckers say, oh, well, can we just all get along? Okay, what you need to do is go read you some history.
Just
you need to
read
go
study and research.
Black Panther Party. You see what I'm saying? You need to go check out the Deacons of Defense. You need to go check out Sister Harriet Tubman. You need to go check out the Brother Sin Q, you know, who is the king's son of the Mende on the Amistad when he broke him. Himself free, and then he went on and released his brothers, and they went up there and kicked them cats off the planet. And then, of course, we do know about the trial that they had in 1839, 1840, where the United States Supreme Court had ruled, you know, that they can go back, you know, to Africa. But in 1802, as we all know, is that they had banned importation of African slaves, is because this is what the rape and slave trade and pedophile Thomas Jefferson had stated in his State of the Union address after the Haitian Revolution. Is because what's happening is when we bring these dudes over here, they're already born free. But however, excuse me, folks. But however, the ones that were born in already conditioned have been demasculated and effeminized, they don't have a problem with it. And, you know, this is when you get up to, yes, boss, yes, master, do whatever you told me. So their spirits are already
broken.
And we appreciate Sister Harriet Tubman that when she had led the Underground Railroad, and she would say, hey, once you get on this train, there ain't no going back. And I'm quite sure that with her, with the street sweeper, had decorated quite a few fields and trees with Negroes' brains who got up there and lost their number. Yep. I got to go back to Madison, you know, and all that. And she just went on there and kicked him off the planet. And
killed her
also,
husband because he said he was going to go tell Master what she was doing.
Okay, she did, right? Yeah, she did, right?
You're not going to tell Master nothing.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to free my people, and you, you're not going to tell nobody. I'm going to free our people, and you're not going to say shit.
Yes,
she went back there.
And this is why sometimes, Brother Chad, I go over there to the Infirmary Park over there on the corner of 16th and Adeline there in West Oakland, and I would go there, and I would sit there, and I would listen to the wind and hear the stories of long ago. It's because, as you know, that there was like the Panther Den. It's because when you see the file footage of where Bobby Seale and the Minister of Defense and the Panther Party was drilling, it was right there in those same tennis courts and basketball courts that they were doing. You know what I mean? And then, of course, you know, the pictures that you see of Bobby Seale, Kathleen Cleaver, and what have you standing in front of there. Yeah, say that is the Infirmary Park. And then also, too, Brother Che, you had commented on the video that I made over there at the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party. And I just wish I would have had better gear, you know, at time, you see. And then also too, I've met Dr. Erica Huggins, I've met Elaine Brown. I am going to definitely try my best when I get to Panther Town, you know, to bring them on the podcast. You see what I'm saying? It's because that day is walking.
I met David
living.
Hiller.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. And I think Mr. Hilliard is still out there. He was the chief of staff out there. Yes, sir. And then also, too, I'm trying to make contact with Mr. Emory Douglas as well, too, because he did a lot of artwork, you know, for the party at that time in their publication. And turning back the clock in my memory, I remember as a little kid, back in 1968, 69, and 70, where the sisters in Los Angeles were selling the Black Panther paper, and a thing that I distinctively remember was the smell of coconuts. It's because at that time they had a hairdressing product called Afro Sheen. Okay, yeah. Hey, Jesse.
I heard that.
Say too, man. You know about the Afro Sheen, okay? And
yeah, you
I
know about that.
Yes, sir. You know. So and I remember the sisters in the leather pieces, and then of course, you know, when you growing up at that age, 10, 11 years old, you start discovering the opposite sex. I remember the froze and and what have you. Hey, little brother, you want to buy the Black Panther paper, you know what I'm saying, and then reading some of the literature. Then also, too, I posted up on my wall recently of Dr. Huey P. Newton's
interview. I was
born back in the
70s.
Oh, yeah. No, this is 1968. Okay, now this is 1968.
Okay.
Where they had put up, you know, some file footage of where they were protesting in front of the Alameda County Courthouse, okay? And like I said, and each time that I walk past there, you know, I hear the wind and I listen to the memories, you know, of long ago. And it's very, very important, Brother Isaiah, that your generation has this knowledge, because this is the knowledge that they're trying to erase from you. You see what I'm saying? What they're trying to replace this here with Black families.
That's
to
why
have
old
people
got to unite.
That's
with
right.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yes,
definitely.
Sir. Absolutely.
No,
yes, sir. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? It's because, like I said, when I talk about the late 1960s and 70s Black family, I'm not talking about shit that I read. I'm not talking about shit that I heard. I'm talking about shit that I've lived through.
They tried to erase
a lot of this history. You see what I mean? Okay, now, you got those
that
say,
still doing
yeah, and then you got those that say, you know, particularly the Caucasoids. Oh, well, you know, we're all the same folks and all that. Hey, man, check this out. This is summer. Unless you and I take a trip down there to
Guess what? We are not the
and
same.
Was, no,
check
sir,
the sun. I want y'all go out to the sun for the last two hours.
Rest in power to Dr. Layla Africa. He said we are different.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely, because
we
are the original man, you know what I'm saying, you know, and we are definitely the original man, and I see we have an additional caller there out the 951 area code, the last 43260, your mic is unmuted, feel free to join in at any time, okay, but like I said, but each
That's me, brother, Shabaka, that's me, Ken River.
Oh, okay, brother. How you doing, Mr. River, man? Yeah, you up there in Seattle, Washington, man? Tell us what's happening up there in Washington.
I'm up here in this smoky place.
It looks like the fires
and the smoke is the only thing been able to calm these white folks up here.
Right.
I don't know what they fighting for anymore, but it sure ain't black lives.
Yeah, that's the damn. And then also too, Brother Jay, I was you know, talking with Brother Aleem a little bit, and I communicated with him is because guess what I found out there too, Black family. Okay, now. You got a lot of those out there that saying that Black Lives Matter, but keep in mind, Black family, Black Lives Matters for everything except for straight black men. In other words, if you're a black man that likes black women, you see what I'm saying? They're not interested in you. They're all for the alphabet agenda, every other thing, but they're not, you know what I mean? You know, for black for black males. So what it is, O2, is you say, Brother Jay, that's why I let all these other groups hold their own nuts, man, and what we'll do. Up here and handle our businesses because you see, to quote the words of the Queen Mother, Tupac's auntie, and y'all know who I'm talking about, she has made the statement and her documentary. Yes, sir. You know, and she had made the statement in her documentary that she cannot go before her ancestors with her head held high, not knowing that she did not do her job of trying to let the generations after her know the truth. You see what I'm saying? So the Queen Mother, you know, she is 72 years of age. We wish her well. Hopefully, you know, that she is listening to us. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate, you know, the great sacrifice that she made. And also, too, we appreciate the great sacrifice that little Bobby Hutton made, you know, 2 days after Dr. King was killed in Oakland, California. And then also, too, folks, what I'm trying to do when I return to Oakland, I am trying to pull up the actual historical spots, you know, where a lot of the history had went, is because I do know, man, is that Dr. Newton did start the patrols on San Pablo. He did do the patrols on West. He also did the patrols on MacArthur and Telegraph and what have you as well, too. So like I say, when I'm there, I listen to the wind and I hear the stories of long ago, which is the an ancient African proverb, you see.
Right.
So therefore, with this high technology and all that, what we got to do is that we got to have our young people become entrepreneurs. We got to have our young people become
right.
innovators. We got to homeschool our youth. Do not send them back to these damn public indoctrination centers.
And let's give young black men to be black boys. Let them be strong. Yeah, the strong black man. Do not put them into no dresses. Like, come on, no, none of that.
We need more strong.
Right.
Yes, sir,
we need more strong
or
black or role model. Right. We need to teach them how to be men.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And
you
keep in mind, though, too, black family, you know what I'm saying, is that I will be going to Los Angeles. I don't know exactly when, because that's where I grew up, and I'm going to take this damn podcast, and I will set this motherfucker right up there on the corner of Hollywood and Highland Avenue, right in front of the Kodak Theater when they have them damn Academy Awards at, and I will tell them about them damn selves, you know what I mean? And I will tell them that,
right.
You see, because, you know, Hollywood is the only thing they doing. This is a feminized black man, tell them, having black women become bed wenches, you know what I'm saying, for these crackers that go up there to those mansions of Beverly Hills, go perform all kinds of sex acts on these white men to quote unquote make their audition.
And not only step up, Shabaka, now right now, the black women are now being the you know, I'm being like one of the boys now, so, and they want to be like men also. So I've been seeing them too about my way. Like, it's really crazy. It's really backwards.
They talk a lot of mess too. They talk a lot of mess like dudes too.
They talk down on us. Well, they would talk down on us, but they don't really talk to these crackers like that. You know, they submissive towards them, but they talk really bad about us. Like, come on now, like, and when is this going to stop?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and then also,
brothers need to understand that the men lead the nation. The men lead the nation. The men establish the culture.
A lot of what we're seeing today
is just like the karmic effect of what happened yesterday, like in the '80s and nineties when they dumped all that crack in our communities. A lot of the lyrics and the songs glamorized it and made it seem like it was cool and these brothers started making these lyrics, because you notice around that time, you know, they started phasing out. The music industry started phasing out positive progressive rap music like Public Enemy and several other ones. And they pushed it and they started writing lyrics and glamorizing all this ghetto mess. These brothers started pushing all this hatred towards black women and their music.
And now it's
like it's coming back on us, you know. And a lot of the brothers, if they disconnect the historical cause of it, then they won't understand why a lot of these women are acting like this.
Absolutely.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
But it still comes back on the brothers in the community to change that, to turn that around.
Yes, sir.
Because they follow us in everything. Our women follow us in everything. They follow us out of slavery. They follow us into Christianity. They follow us into Islam. They follow us into the Panther movement. They follow us into civil rights. They follow us everywhere, and they followed us into crack.
You're right. They follow us.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Absolutely.
Because we're the leaders. We said, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. No, but you.
They
right,
follow
no,
us, so we can lead them. We can lead them anywhere we want to lead them. But the question is, where we want to lead them? If we want to lead them right, we can do that. But we have to fix ourselves, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
We have to realize. We have to realize that we are the leader, that we are the culture, the guys, the people who set up the culture in the community, the men. And the women will follow that, you know.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
But we didn't set up this. We didn't set up this negative culture of dope and hatred of our women and all this stuff. And so they're following us. They're responding to that shit.
Oh, yes, sir. Know? Absolutely. Yeah. And then, of course,
I'm glad you missed that too.
That shit up. That shit was forced upon us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It was. It was absolutely. Yep. It was absolutely forced upon us. It was absolutely manipulated. We manipulated a lot of the brothers in the community, collaborated with the CIA and all that to do all that, you know?
Yes, sir. And that's what Ricky Ross was telling you about,
you know
what I'm saying?
They can't do nothing to us without our cooperation. They can't do anything to us without our cooperation. A lot of brothers cooperated with the powers that be, or that shouldn't be, to dump all this crap in our community. And so now we have to fix it.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Time for it.
And then I've seen posts, over Facebook and over the Twitter, to the brothers, like off into your age group there, Brother Isaiah, where they said, and rightfully so, they said, well, why the hell should we deal with the elders when the elders were strung out on crack, and then even one brother, he was like about 25, he said, fuck the elders, and I understand the reason.
Shabaka, we have a big problem with that.
Yep.
We every generation blaming every generation, okay? Like what happened in the 80s and what happened in the 90s, I mean, that happened. It happened, okay? So what are we going
to
do about it? You know what I mean?
Okay, we have to
Because it happened. We can't change what happened. I mean, we can't alter the history, but we can change what the effect of what the history brought about.
Oh, yes,
but
sir,
as long as the older people keep saying, oh, well, we can't learn, because there's older guys out here, there's older people out here who ain't involved in negative stuff, who's trying to push that old line.
Right. Right.
Because there's a lot of stuff out here that's still relevant. That whole Black Panther platform is still relevant today. It's still relevant today because the things that it listed have not been resolved.
Exactly.
Right.
And it covered a whole lot of stuff. It covered everything from housing to police brutality to miseducation in the schools.
Yep.
It covered all aspects of our oppression.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yep.
And that's why I'm going around.
Something Black Lives Matter ain't doing.
Yeah, but
no,
keep in mind,
Black Lives Matter
is an LGBTQ front group.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep,
but
I'm for the Black Empowerment movement.
And we can still use that. We can still use the tenants in that platform for a political line.
Yep.
There's something to rally behind.
And,
so there are issues that haven't been
resolved.
And
we can do what came about from the Million Man March in '95.
Mm-hmm.
There was a document that came about from that as well.
That
we can use. We got all the tools. We just got to use them.
Right. And we do have the tools. It's time to work with the tools. You know what I'm saying? Time to erase all this propaganda. Turn off the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Turn off the music. Just don't let our youth go back to this public domination, because you know how that's going to turn out. So it's time for us to to come together, unified, ready.
And you know what?
I see
a lot of youngsters these days. I mean, if we just look at the mainstream media and some of these ignorant asses on Facebook, we would think that there's youngsters out here who's putting in work.
Right.
They're trying to put in work. You got some youngsters out here
who just don't get
all the likes that ignorant motherfuckers get.
Right.
And the support.
Yep.
They don't get that ignorant motherfuckers get. And some of these entertainers and stuff always call themselves trying to speak for us and everything. You know, they get get platforms. The enemy gives them platforms.
Right.
The enemy
celebrities is not for us. Like, I don't know why they want to think they can speak for us. But even though they still got that Dangle Green
paper.
But
we're the only people that allow our entertaining class to speak for us.
Exactly.
Right.
I just saw
and
I,
they
I
got
saw,
all
just,
this money. They got all this money, and they ain't doing nothing for our community. Like they got
On that subject, I just saw a thing on TV where Donald Trump or Biden, one of them, is supposed to be having a summit with the black community. And they're supposed to be going in the hood. But they got people like Jay-Z and Kanye West and all them. Their faces on the advertisement. Like, these are the people they're going to be talking to. No, don't go talk to them. Come down in the community and talk to the people in the community. Them niggas don't live in the community no more.
Right.
They don't live in the community. You need to come down there where the people are who are actually going through it.
Right.
You know? Because, I mean, no disrespect to none of them or anything. I don't mean to downplay who they are or whatever. But they're not in the community. If you're talking about the folks coming down to the black community and having a talk with the black community and come down to the community and talk about real people down there who are going through it. You don't go up to all these entertainers and try to talk to them as if they're living in the black community. They no longer live in the black community, so they're not really feeling it the way people are actually down here are feeling it.
Exactly.
That's supposed to be airing tonight, I think, at 9 o'clock or something on the West Coast time. And I'm gonna check that out and see who they actually call. I'm gonna check that out and see who they actually gonna be talking to.
You'll see.
You know. People like that. People like that. Somebody who stays stoned out of his mind all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
You don't even have fucking words to be talking about. He'd be like, like, man, we speak some English.
You know what I mean?
Just talking like, like, what the hell? I swear, man.
Flaming for real.
Yup. I'm glad you're on the mission about today's hip hop and rap music right now. Like, you know, I don't even listen to today's music. But back in the day, I used to listen to rap and hip hop. It was about something. Right now, it's all about hot garbage.
And you can understand
about
them back in the day.
Right.
Like, you
know
what
now, I mean?
I can get into the music. Even if I know if there's a way to listen to music. If a person listens to music consciously, then it won't affect them the way a person who don't listen to it consciously is affected. You know what I mean? But even a lot of that so-called gangster rap back in the 90s and stuff, you know, a lot of the stuff they was rapping about was BS, but I listened to it still. You know, I like that music, but I listen to it consciously. I know what's BS.
I listen to
the 80s, the 90s, to the 2000s now. Nope.
The early 2000s,
yeah, once you start getting past, like, once you start getting past like what 2008 or somewhere around in there.
Yeah, I stop around there, brother.
Man,
Right after I got out of high school, all downhill.
Got all these black girls following after people like Cardi B. Come on now, really?
Oh, God. And Cardi B, I don't know why she up on there.
She meeting with Cardi
and Nicki Minaj. Come on, I cannot stand them.
And she meeting with Biden.
And the system then picked them to be spokespersons, too, for the black community. Really?
Right, and come on now, and Carter beat this,
interview.
Right, like, Carter beat is the one who, tell that, our, black, queens that,
they were
Wilson. Wilson, that's like Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're like, what the hell? And
I mean,
supposed to
everybody
be,
wanna be
speaking for us, and she's not even for us.
She's not even us.
Right, she's not even like us. She's not even black.
She's not.
She's non-foundational.
She just done took the culture,
yep.
And she done jumped on the culture, and so everybody thinks she
just
not,
like Eminem.
She's just another culture vulture. Mm-hmm. Yep, another one. Yep. And she back in the day she started out as a stripper. Now all of a sudden she's a rap artist. Like, come on now.
See, this is one of the things that a lot of people, and I don't think Martin Luther King and a whole lot of other people of the civil rights movement really understood the deeper meaning of integration, you know. I think they were looking at it on
Dr. King understood it, but it was too late when he understood it.
Yeah.
He said it was too late.
Cause he understood it later, but you know, it was deeper than what
right,
they understood
did, at
the time
back
they were pushing
said,
it.
Our people in the burning house, though. He did say that.
Yeah, you know, like they say, be careful what you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
They say, be careful what you ask for. That's something we ask for that we shouldn't ask for, because they're taking our music, all that, everything from us because of that. They feel like these motherfuckers are integrated, so whatever's yours is ours. That's how
mm-hmm.
they do.
Right.
You know,
and
it,
they
it
also
really did
they're giving this they're going to profound nicknames that they called Elvis the
mm-hmm.
King of Rock and Roll, please. Please.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? What's the name of King. It's the king of hip hop and all that. Like, no. Come on, we create all types of music. Yep. We create all types of music. They just want to come right in.
Just go down another path for a second. Now that brother,
right.
Whoever they are looking for, they really didn't get no racial profile. So I ain't gonna even say it's a brother, but whoever it is, down there in Compton or wherever that happened at, I hope they just, you know,
yeah,
stay on the low. Don't talk to nobody. Don't talk to nobody. Just stay on low.
Oh, yeah.
Once you open your mouth. That's all they need.
Yep.
Yeah, hopefully
the What's done, the example was set. That's all it needs to be. The example was set about the level that something it probably needs to go to, that we know it needs to go to.
More examples like that need to be set across the nation.
Exactly.
Yep.
But
right.
We need to learn how to keep our mouth shut and just do the damn thing and stop trying to get accolades
and stop trying to get
recognition for it and not just do the damn thing.
Time to stand up and go out there and get it. Yep.
Yeah, because you know that created some hell of some fear. That no rioting or protesting can create that kind of fear.
Exactly. The normal, right about that, normal protest in Eva. I'm sick and tired of seeing the protesters out here around my way, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been going for 100 or something days straight now.
Right. I'm like, come on now. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I got tear gas
and they don't
shot
help
with
them,
rubber
you know?
Bullets.
Rubber bullets? Whoa.
Yeah, they shot me with tear gas and rubber bullets.
Damn, bro.
Was that down there in L.A.?
Yeah.
No,
in
Denver.
And what was that? Oh, Colorado? Damn.
Yeah, in Denver.
Yeah, you better. Yeah, we got to be careful down there because...
Well, they got a lot of privilege up here in the Pacific Northwest, but you know it's mostly white folks. So they can keep the National Guard. They can riot. They can riot for days on end and keep the National Guard out from out of here.
Yeah, I bet.
You know that last thing that went down.
The police and the guards not going to stop them.
They
come by in Portland.
Portland and Seattle. Portland and Seattle area. There's so many white folks in Portland and Seattle, man. It's just like when they do an uprising, it has a different response from the government than if it's black people doing an uprising.
Yeah.
Because they sent the National Guard out right away to that last incident that happened over there in was it Milwaukee?
It was like in Kenosha somewhere.
Kenosha.
Yeah, and they sent the National Guard out soon as them black people started coming up and started doing their thing, they sent the National Guard there right away.
They sent them to Burger King like they did Delaware.
But these people have been up here in Portland and Seattle rioting ever since George Floyd. They've been doing it.
And they've been getting
away with it. They just shut down a whole damn police department up here. The police department had to put a 12-foot wall and fence up around a whole precinct over here because these white folks shut it down.
Shit, these clockers out here with shooting fireworks and
they can get away with shit.
And shit at the police
station. You always get away with shit, you know. Even the dumbass shit, they always keep getting away with it.
Yeah, because they're not gonna arrest and kill their own kids.
You know?
Of course, they're never gonna do that. They never gonna do that.
They're not even allowed. They even put a hold on them up here. They even put a hold on them being able to use tear gas against people.
Right.
These rioters up here. They don't even use tear gas up here.
I heard they had tear gas the mayor or the governor up there.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped them for a time. I don't know if they lifted that ban, but for a minute they had a ban on them using tear gas up here on the protesters.
I mean, which is cool.
We don't want to see the police being able to win against anybody, you know. But the point of the matter is, you ain't gonna lift that kind of ban when it comes to black. You're gonna shoot us up with all kind of shit.
No,
that's the point.
No.
You know?
Well, right.
What do you think that lethal force is for?
Yeah, exactly.
Most definitely.
But they've been getting away with that. They've been up here, man. These white people have been up here acting a fool.
They always act a fool. Every state.
They've been up here looting. They've been burning up police cars. They've been looting. They've been burning down businesses. They've been out like 24/7 up here just acting crazy. And the only thing that stopped him was this smoke and this fire. The only thing that stopped him was these smoke and these fires.
So they cannot stay in the sun for a long time. So, and I guess the fire kind of.
These smoking fires have sent them white people home.
Oh, and I bet they had to turn back around. I was like, oh shit, it's a fire.
You know,
like, shit, that's how back, honey.
That's what's going on up here.
Damn. That's crazy. I want to wear him to
Shabaka.
I don't even know.
Shabaka didn't even say bye to us.
I don't even know, bro.
I thought it got kind of quiet.
Yeah, I was like, when's Shabaka? And I think his phone dropped. I don't know.
Yeah, because he would have interjected by enough. Said something.
Right.
Well, I'm going to get off, bros. And,
okay,
y'all
bro.
Have a good evening. Y'all have a good evening.
You too.
Well, I hope to talk to you again whenever we come back on.
Oh, right. Yeah, no doubt.
So, yeah, they're supposed to be having one of these, either Biden or Trump. They're supposed to be going and having a meeting with people in the hood, or supposed to be having a meeting with people in the hood or whatever. So I'm going to see what this is about, so I can report on it if I need to.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know
they
it ain't gonna accomplish nothing. You know they just going through the motions. They ain't gonna really. They ain't gonna accomplish.
They going to eat him alive. I'm guessing.
Yeah, because they can't save us.
Right.
Hell no.
So you guys have
right,
a good night,
brother.
Man. We'll
right.
talk soon. Peace and power.
All right, brother. Peace and power. I'm 24/7.
Thank
you. So quiet.